I don't know how my parents did it. I remember one family holiday to Achill Island in the west of Ireland. I think it was about 212 miles from Dublin. We did that journey in a Ford Anglia Deluxe. And into that car was packed five of us, a cot and a television set.
Well, I have one slightly better. We did do a holiday in Cavan with a boat on the roof in a Renault 4. That was quite good.
Ah, the joys of summer. Summer holidays are a great time to make great memories with your family that very well could last a lifetime. Of course, when you factor in the stress of planning or failure to plan, the finances and the intricacies of family relationships, you might settle on simply surviving the summer holidays. I'm Vincent Hughes, and along with Stephen Cardy and Heather Walsh, you're very welcome to today's edition of Family.ie, and the first in our special four-part series for you called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide.
The huge and wonderful thing about family holidays is that when we've had them and we look back with relish on them, we think to ourselves, they were fantastic events in our year, in our lifetime even. And as a grown adult, I have made a habit, if you like, not intentionally so thinking that I'm going to do this as a tradition from a family point of view, but because I got so much pleasure out of the family holidays that I have taken my own family on holidays to the same places and the same types of destinations that I went to as a child and that my wife went to as a child, and that we got so much value out of, because those family holidays, which was sort of the highlight 2 weeks of the year when we went away with the kids, were such wonderful times for us in terms of our memory, in terms of who we are, and having a resting time and being available with our dad, with our mother, you know, with other members of the family, that those times are so precious and so valuable that they stay with us for a lifetime. Mm. And when we go back to those places, we think, I remember, and I mean, my kids would jokingly say to me, oh, we're back here in Lahinch, Dad's going to tell us about da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever it was, you know, when he was a boy here and he was surfing and did this, that and the other. And they get used to hearing the stories. But in fact, you know, I'm rehearsing for myself my joy over these events. And we have those in our memory bank, and they tell a story about who we are and what we really enjoyed.
It's good for us too, isn't it, to relive those happy days.
Exactly.
It's lovely. And one of the things I love doing with our girls, who are a little bit older than my son, is talking about those holidays. And I sense from him a slight sort of, well, I wasn't there. When can we do that again? And that's often come up, and we've had to kind of repeat, if you can repeat a holiday, we've had to kind of repeat some of those holidays for his benefit, because they're fond memories and they're important memories and they're formative times when you're out of the usual routine and out, even normally out of the usual space where you live.
Ireland is an absolutely beautiful and brilliant place to have your holidays in, and within an hour's drive of where I live, I can go to beautiful beaches, mountains, historic castles, you know, go on lakes and rivers and so on. You know, so people can think about, how can we do things in the course of, say, the summer months that will going to last us a lifetime, that will be in our memory bank, that we'll go back to again and again, like Heather said in relation to her son, that he's saying, can we do that? I remember on one occasion I had a conversation with my sons and it raised a particular challenge, and my son immediately asked me in the course of that conversation, he said, Dad, does this mean that we won't be able to ABC, which was to do with our family holiday? And I said, no, it doesn't mean that. But his thoughts immediately went to, in a sense, our most valuable times together, and he associates with times with us as being time spent on those family holidays.
What constitutes a great holiday then?
Our friends in Care for the Family wrote a fantastic story, which Heather's going to read, in which it tells something of the dilemmas, if you like, that a set of parents are looking at when they say to themselves, how am I going to make this great holiday work?
This is Anna, a mum of three teenagers. She writes, I have noticed that May half term is in June this year. Well, to be fair, child three noticed and isn't happy. How can May half-term week be in June? Halfway through school exams and making it a long time from Easter until said May half-term week. We used to go away at May half-term, but that was before the exam years kicked in. And with three teenagers, there's quite a lot of exam years. We may be about halfway through. So now we have just one family holiday per year in the big school holidays, fitting around everything else that everyone wants to do. Child one wants to be home when her best friend is home. Or can we take her best friend with us? Thus having to fit in with another family's holiday plans too. Child one also has a boyfriend who might not manage 2 weeks without her. So can he come too? Child 2 has a youth camp to go to with friends, and I must allow for the washing in between camp and the family holiday. Husband has a few work requirements that are not flexible and can't be managed from a French campsite. But have I checked the Wi-Fi provision at the proposed destination? His best choice fortnight clashes with Child 2's camp plans. Ideally, for work, I should be home for exam results, two separate Thursdays in August, to say nothing of Child 1 and Child 2, whose lives are more affected by the results than mine will be, actually. Child 3 has Asperger's syndrome and doesn't really like holidays. Why should we go away when we have a house here and only a tent there? Tapping into his latest interest, we persuade him to visit northern France, where there are battle sites and war museums. The conversation is overheard by Child 1, who thinks she might not actually come this year after all. Her boyfriend, however, seems quite keen, but needs to check his own family's holiday plans and doesn't seem bothered that Child 1 might now not be coming. Child 2 has been on the internet and thinks the planned holiday area might be good for cycling, so he would like to bring his mountain bike and a friend and his bike. Child 1's boyfriend isn't into bikes, so Child 2 still needs a friend, but it was a good thought. The boyfriend, however, has some books about war sites in northern France, and now he and Child 3 are getting on well. Child 1 isn't sure about the boyfriend now. We have booked 1 week, a compromise. The actual participants are still to be decided.
Stephen chuckling away there definitely resonates with you.
Yeah, you just think of how am I going to pull this all together, and as you asked earlier, Vincent, how do we make a great holiday or a great memory?
And that is a question that we need to look at a bit more, certainly. Family holidays can be filled with fun, or foibles, and sometimes a bit of both. But we definitely don't want them to be boring. And it's probably safe to say that we don't want the largest, lasting memory to be the bill. You're listening to Family.ie, and the first in our special four-part series for you called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide. It's time for a quick break now, but stick around because we'll discuss the reality that oftentimes getting there is not half the fun. By the way, you can find a lot of these helpful tips for your summer holidays on our website, along with other resources to help your family thrive all year round. Family.ie, that's www.family.ie. Welcome once again to Family.ie and more of episode one of our series called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide. Summer holidays are almost here for some, they're already here for others, but when it comes to getting away with the family, Stephen, I think for some people who are natural planners, it may be a bit easier. But even so, it really is worth the extra effort of planning the holidays well before you get there.
The thing is, once you go and you engage in a holiday that you've planned for, you've thought about, you've considered all the constituents, that experience of being together is going to be so wonderful. But boy, is it complex.
Yeah.
Child 1, 2, 3, what about A, B and C and so on? It's no easy trick. And for parents who are thinking about pulling together such a holiday, it's, you know, it's a dilemma, it's a challenge.
Even the consensus, even getting consensus on where you go in the first place,
yeah, exactly,
is a major challenge.
Yeah, and whose friends get to come and how many can we bring, etc. And how long will we be there for, and what about the other things I want to do during the summer?
Okay, well, we've set the scenario, but how do we actually go about preventing some of this stress?
You know, the joy of the sort of occasions that these holidays offer, which we look forward to so much, can be drained away by conflict. What can happen is we leave out some important players in the whole scenario about who should be involved. We're accustomed as families to doing this, you know, for, let's say, for couples who are recently married and they might have some young children. They're used to going on holidays with their brothers and sisters and they want to continue that. They go to France. We're used to going to Donegal. You know, what do we do now? Do we bring the children? Can they bring their kids, etc.? What is important, Vincent, is that we consider the people that are involved. In my case, my mother is elderly and has been able to come and visit when my brother and his wife and their children have joined us on our holidays over the last number of years. My mother, who was in her late 80s in the last time she came, you know, was able to come and join us for a while. So that requires a lot of logistical planning and so on as to how we bring all that together. But even in saying that, Vincent, I'm expressing the view that as a family, we value our holidays highly together. And the grandchildren enjoy having Granny come on holidays with us. If you're in that situation, you have to factor in all these considerations, think about when they can happen, include siblings or cousins or friends or camps or sports camps or, it's fairly complicated, so you need to think and work through those things and start looking at what needs to be considered so that we don't end up with a mess during the holidays.
Okay, I suppose the most important thing to remember is that it's an opportunity to make great memories together, and it's a great reason to slow down, be thankful and be at peace, rest this holiday season. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Slowing down, taking time out and enjoying some quality time together.
And one of the great ways of doing that is to be prepared. So don't wait till July comes along and suddenly, oh my word, what are we going to do about a holiday? Mm. Part of the joy of a holiday is planning ahead. Mm. Even if you're not actually going to travel anywhere or go away, the fact of having special time together, looking forward to it is a great part of the holiday. I mean, I love to plan a holiday way in advance so I can spend months looking forward to it. Then it comes and it's gone in a flash. Mm. But you've had all that enjoyment of planning. So the best way to lessen the stress is to be prepared. And we'll probably talk about that as we go more and more over the next few episodes together. But I suppose we talked about travelling together there, and journeying in the same car can be very difficult and very stressful. And
Are we there yet?
Well, one way we managed to deal with this when I had two young girls, we were fortunate. One car, two in the front and two in the back. It works quite well. And we had what we called the green box, and we put the green box neatly between the two girls. And in the green box was everything you might need on a journey. So there were games, there was pencils, there was colouring pens, there was all kinds of things. And the top of the box had a kind of a lid that you could rest on. And the green box became essential whenever we were going in. We've got the green box, Mum. But it kept them going for hours with all these little things. They could play cards together or whatever it was. So the green box was a great idea. So if you haven't got a green box, any colour will do. But it's, that's about being prepared. It's about planning your journey. If you're going to travel through the whole of France as we did, it's going to be a lot of sitting in the car. You can't just leave it to fate and say, sure, it doesn't matter. They'll enjoy the surroundings. Kids don't enjoy the surroundings. 5 minutes after you've got there, they've fed up with the environment. They need something else. Mm. And so,
But of course, it's not all about going away, Stephen. Sure, it's not. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for fun, family time, holiday time without having to travel abroad.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is just so many wonderful things that we can do during the time when the children, this is assuming that we're talking to parents now with kids at a family holiday time, and you're not, let's say, in the situation where you're a single person, going away to be with your friends in London for a week or whatever it may be. But if you're talking about bringing a family away, there are so many things that you can do. Very often that they're local, very often they're free. And, I'll give you some examples if I may. One of the things that I have done and has been a real help to us in terms of creating great memories was to camp in the garden. I've gone through probably 5, maybe 6 tents in the last 10 or 12 years. They don't last forever, and we've had storms and we've broken them ourselves and so on. And I can remember the first time with my two older sons when they were maybe 8 or 10 years of age, we spent the night out together. It was a great bit of fun spending the night with Dad. It wore off after a few days.
Oh, it lasted a few days.
But it was absolutely brilliant from a point of view of feeling on holiday, and for the children to enjoy their holidays and to be able to go out in the garden and even have their own space and their tent where they could go out and sleep or play or wind down and listen to music or whatever they wanted to do. I mean, that is virtually free. Once you've paid for the tent, they have weeks of great fun, Vincent, that lasts a lifetime in terms of the memory. And that is really valuable. And, that's just one of the things that parents can do, because our weather's fine enough for that. And if you're inside and it's raining, there's a bit of an good crack, the experience of being out in the rain in the tent.
Oh, yes. I remember my camping escapades in the back garden, and they usually involved a raid in the AM hours on the next door's orchard.
Are you sure you want to tell this to the nation now, Vincent?
Oh, come on, who hasn't done that? Yes, I suddenly have the urge for an apple. So why don't we take our final break now? This is family.ie and episode one of our special four-part series called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide. Speaking of food, though, one of the drawbacks of staying near home for the summer holidays is missing out on the cuisine of foreign destinations. But Heather, you've said before that it's possible to go round the world without ever having to leave your home. So let's hear about that on the other side of this quick timeout. Do keep in mind that we'd love to hear your questions, comments and thoughts too. Our text line is 086 251 6886. That's 086 251 6886. Or feel free to email us anytime, radio@family.ie. That's radio@family.ie. You're listening to family.ie, and we're just wrapping up the first in our special four-part series for you called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide. Stephen and Heather, before the break, we began talking about the fact that summer holidays don't need to include exotic overseas destinations, and they don't need to cost a fortune in order to make lasting memories with the family.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, there's something about family fun at home that's very special. And I remember one year we were very strapped for cash. There was no question of going anywhere on holiday. But actually what we did was we travelled around the world at the dining room table. I think I've said told this story before. And my girls were old enough to appreciate different kinds of meals and things. They were in there just before their teenage years, I suppose. And we used to talk about where we go today. We'll go to China today. So we'd have to find a Chinese dinner. You know, it wasn't at the takeaway. It was made on my cooker. And then we'd, you know, we'd do somewhere else, some other country the next day. America might be burgers and chips or whatever. And we just found food that related to another country. And we'd talk about that country during the day. And we'd, you know, remind ourselves if we'd been there, what it was like. And if we hadn't been, we'd talk about what it might be like to go. Very, very simple. I mean, it demands a little bit of creativity and a little bit of thought, but I was determined that my children would have something to remember that summer by. And they talk about the summer we went around the world without leaving the house. I mean, it was very fun, very inexpensive. Maybe the meals were a teensy bit dearer than they might have been without it, because you had to get the extra special bit, but well worth it. And it didn't, you know, we just had a great bit of crack that summer. It was great fun. And that's part of what we've often talked about, Stephen and I, about intentional parenting. You know, don't wait till things happen. Make a plan. Think about it in advance. If you know that this year it isn't possible to go away on a family holiday, write some of these ideas down. Have a think. See what's in your area. What can you do in your home that will give the kids a really memorable time?
You'd be amazed at all the tourist attractions, Vincent, that are in your own local area. Go to the local tourist office. I mean, I have never spent a whole day touring the Killarney Lakes with my family, with all seven of us. Now, we did it when the boys were younger and then when my daughter came, but not since then. I mean, it's one of the top attractions in the country, and we haven't, and that's only an hour's drive from where I live. We haven't been to Bunratty Castle, for example, which is only an hour's drive or even less than that from where I am as a family for probably 12 years. You know, and there are loads of really valuable local interests. To go to the Killarney Lakes is free, other than the petrol of going there. Mm. You know, obviously you have to pay into Bunratty, but you know what I mean? There are those sort of things. Now that my children are older and my younger sons are older and they're in their mid-teens, I've had a conversation with a few of the parents of their friends from our own local village, because we live on a river, not directly on the river, but we live near a river, which is tidal. And I started talking to my next door neighbour, whose sons are a year ahead of my boys in school, about the fact that I'm going to take my boys canoeing on the river when the tide is in, when there's loads of water in the river and it's very safe. And he says, oh, well, you know what, we've got a boat, we'll join you. And another guy who they're very friendly with, I was talking to the dad, and he said, well, we've got a boat with an outboard engine on it, and I think we'll join you as well. And all of a sudden, here you have a community of people.
A flotilla.
Who are saying to themselves, you know, we have this amenity nearby that we can make use of. Like, we normally take the canoes down to our holidays in West Cork, and then they're packed away for the rest of the summer. But in fact, the river's there every day.
You can have your own regatta this year.
Exactly. I mean, and this is, you know, you just don't know what you can create out of nothing that is free. This is free, but it creates a long-lasting memory.
And don't forget to bring your camera. Please bring your camera. Take some pictures and don't leave them on the computer. Print them off and stick them in a scrapbook. Write it down. Your kids will love it. They'll have it forever.
Heather, isn't that a great idea? We were just talking about that the other day, how the photographs remain on the internet. Think of the fun we had in going back over those photograph albums.
Well, I still do. Scrapbooking is my second passion in life, and I just love it. And I have beautiful albums that I've put together over the years. Yeah. And, you know, I often sit down and the kids will sit down and the memory of a holiday or something, oh, let's look at that in the scrapbook. Please do that.
Oh,
it's
yes.
So helpful and it's so good for your memories. Your computer might crash, but the scrapbook will be still there, you
so
know.
So open that camera, take out that memory card and get them printed
Absolutely,
off.
Absolutely, yeah. Even if you're only choose 10 to print off. Just choose some that are special moments, preferably pictures that show the relationships that were happening there. Mm. You know, the scenery is beautiful, but your camera, your pictures want to capture relationship and interaction between people. Those are the things people will remember.
Okay, well, the thought that's running through my mind at the moment is roll on those lazy, hazy days of summer. Can't wait for me, Holliers.
Yes, exactly.
They're coming soon.
What about next, Stephen?
Just some of the things that people ought to think about in planning their holidays, and planning not just the family holiday, but the summer holidays. And, you know, what should people be putting into their schedule, making a bit of space in their diary, getting out in the evenings, you know, while they're still at work, in inverted commas, but still have loads of time to go out and do wonderful things. And tips for surviving the holidays, particularly for those parents, maybe single parents, people who have been through bereavement or maybe in a blended family or in a single family. You know, some of those issues that will come up, we'll refer to them in the next programme because, you know, those are factors in family life that come up and we want to make sure that our memories are great and we have this great time that will pick us up and build us up for the year that's ahead of us.
Well, we realise you mightn't be able to think about summer holidays just yet because you have a student who's still preparing for exams. Here's our own Anne-Marie Miles to share a few more tips with us on helping your kids survive and thrive during what is typically a very stressful time of life.
Thank you, Vincent. Well, Jackie O'Callaghan from the National Parents Council says, you have to step back a bit. It may well be that you're feeling their stress and apprehension, but the less stressed that you seem, the less anxious they will be. They should take regular breaks from study and try and get out for a bit of fresh air and try to encourage those early nights. Act as a chauffeur. Getting them to and from the exams will really help to avoid the stress and worry of public transport and just timing issues in general. Be careful of those who have usually mild conditions like maybe hay fever or mild asthma. The stress and the worry can exacerbate the symptoms, so make sure that their medication is handy. And for those who are on regular medication, make sure they're taking them and not forgetting to look after themselves in the busyness of this time. And the last one, Vincent, try to avoid too much post-match analysis. Ask how it went, have a brief conversation, and then move on to the next one.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Again, if you're a seasoned parent and you have some tips you'd like to share with us about helping kids make it through the stressful exam times, let us know. We'd love to hear from you, either by text or email. Our text comment line is 086 251 6886 or email us anytime, radio@family.ie. Again, send us your tip along with your name and contact details to us via text at 086 251 6886. That's 086 251 6886. And of course, you'll find links to find us on Facebook and Twitter via our website, family.ie. And we hope you'll join us next time right here for more in our series called Summer Holidays, More Than a Survival Guide.
My mother, you know, is still talking about her holidays in Rush when she was a child. You know, and this is part of what we're encouraging families to think about. What is it that we can do that creates a great time together so that we have time to chill out and to relax and to rest and to be in peace and so on? And I know for myself that it can take me days to wind down, in inverted commas, but I really look forward to that.
Until then, good day shin, good day shiv slán, bannacht liv gulair. Thank you for listening to family.ie.